Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. So in the last episode, we spoke about why it is essential to believe in Qiyamah and how it gives you a purpose to life and that it ensures ultimate justice is served. And we went through the various names mentioned in the Quran for this day. So today we talk about the blowing of the trumpet, right? This world is in motion and it will remain like this until the final hour, as we would call it. Allah says, "Kullu man 'alayha fan, whatsoever is on this earth will perish. Wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram." It is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that will remain. So a huge and a destructive blast which a man will hear, that is what will take place. Allah says in the Quran, "Ma yandhuruna illa sayhatan wahidatan ta'khudhuhum wa hum yakhsimun." They await only but a single sayha, a single shout, which will seize them while they are disputing. In a hadith, we are taught that when the trumpet will be blown, no one will hear it except that he will tilt his head. It is mentioned in the hadith that the first man who will hear it will be a man who will be repairing his trough for his camel. He will fall unconscious and people will fall unconscious. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has gone into more detail, hadith of Bukhari. The hour will certainly come, whilst two men will be spreading out a garment between them. But they will not be able to sell it or fold it up. And the hour will come when a man will milk his she-camel and will take the milk away, but he will not be able to drink it. And the hour will come before a man who will repair his trough and he will be able to bring his camels to drink from it. And the hour will come when a man will raise a morsel of food to his mouth and he will not be able to eat of it. So it will catch people in the act, so to speak. This is when the trumpet will be blown. Who will blow the trumpet? An angel by the name of Israfil, alayhi salatu wasalam. And there's scholarly consensus on this. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has mentioned, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the narrator, it's recorded in the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim, that since the time when the one who will blow the trumpet was appointed, his eyes are ever ready, looking towards the throne, fearing lest the command be issued before he blinks, as if his eyes are two brilliant stars. He's already waiting from the time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created him. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "How could I relax when the bearer of the trumpet has put the trumpet to his lips and tilted his forehead and is listening out, waiting for the command to blow the trumpet?" So the Sahaba asked, "Ya Rasulullah, what should we say at that time?" And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You should say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, tawakkalna ala Allahi rabbina." That Allah is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of affairs. And we put our trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On which day will the trumpet be blown? It will be on a Friday. In Sahih Muslim, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu an, it is reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best day on which the sun rises is Friday. On this day, Adam alayhi salam was created. On this day, he entered paradise. On this day, he was removed from paradise. And the hour will come on a Friday." So that's one hadith. In another hadith, we learn that on Friday, all creatures are filled with fear. Why? Because it could be that Friday on which Qiyamah takes place, except man and jinn. Man and jinn are oblivious to this. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. It's recorded in Sunan Abu Dawood, Sunan Tirmidhi, etc. that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best day on which the sun rises is Friday. On this day, Adam alayhi salam was created. On this day, he came down," meaning from paradise. "It was Friday when his repentance was accepted, and it was Friday when he died. The hour will occur on Friday. There is no creature which is not waiting every Friday from the moment the sun rises, fearing the hour, apart from jinn and men." Apart from jinn and men. How many times will the trumpet be blown? Allah says in the Quran, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, and the trumpet will be blown. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. And all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will swoon away, except him whom Allah wills. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى, then it will be blown a second time. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامُ يَنْدُرُونَ, and behold, they will be standing, looking on, waiting. Allah talks also in the Quran and says, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ, on the day when the first blowing of the trumpet is blown, تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّاضِفَةَ. So the first blowing will result in the earth and the mountains all shaking violently and everyone will die. And the second trumpet, which Allah refers to as Radifa, will be the one that will get everyone resurrected. In another part of the Quran, Allah refers to the first blowing of the trumpet as As-Sayha. مَا يَنْذُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةَ وَاحِدَةً. That they await only but a single sayha, shout. So there are hadith which talk about the blowing of the trumpet taking place twice. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that what is between the two trumpet blasts is 40. When they asked him, what, 40 days, 40 years? He didn't want to answer with any certainty. He just stuck to what he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are those scholars who have a view to say that there will be three blowing of the trumpets. One will cast terror into everyone, the other will cause everyone to die, and the third will cause everyone to be resurrected. Now in this verse, Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. That remember the day on which the trumpet will be blown, and all who are in the heavens and the earth will be terrified, except him whom Allah will exempt. Now who are the ones that Allah will exempt? There are various views. Some scholars say it will be the angels. Some say it will be the senior angels, Jibra'il, Mikael, Israfil, and the angel of death. Some say it will be the bearers of the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there are various other viewpoints, and there's a lot of scholarly and academic debate around this, but we're not going to go into all of that detail. We'll just suffice with this for now to get a basic understanding of the blowing of the trumpet. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.